Pope Benedict XVI surprised the world when he announced his resignation. Headlines contained words like shock, sadness, and controversy, along with hope and bravery. But how have local Catholics been responding to the resignation?
It was kind of a nice thing to see that he was also being really humble about it, too, because, you know, if somebody can't do their job, especially with a position that is that powerful, if you can say that you're not fit for it and step down from that kind of seat of power, it's actually a pretty amazing thing, I think.
That was Trey Pettijohn, a member of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette's Raging Cajun Catholics, speaking about the action that has left Catholics looking to their clergy for counsel. But Bishop Michael Jarrell said they were unaware until Benedict made his formal announcement on February 11th. However, the bishop explained that, as a cardinal, Benedict wrote about the theoretical possibility of a papal resignation.
So, looking back, we should not be too surprised because, on the one hand, he had maintained that sometimes it's a pope's duty to resign. And on the other hand, we were able to observe on television that he was growing weaker and weaker.
So how will Pope Benedict XVI be remembered?
I think his legacy will be the clarity with which he taught the faith.
Of course, not everyone will agree with the bishop.
Given how unprecedented in the modern age, I think it would be really impossible for Benedict's legacy not to be that he was the one who resigned.
That's Sarah Ritchie, a history professor at UL Lafayette who studies the Catholic Church. She added that, although the Pope's action is an admirable and thoughtful recognition of his health, she believes he was also influenced by the Vatican bank and child abuse scandals that have troubled the Church.
It's got some problems on its hands, and I think his decision recognizes that his weakness would not project the strength, the stability, the resolution that I think he would want from the leader of the Catholic Church.
For Louisiana Focus, I'm Jared Perry.